Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus, who is born this day. It's been a rough year for Mary and Joseph. Mary found out that she was pregnant before marriage, and Joseph found out that he wasn't the father. The political situation hasn't helped anything. The emperor has decreed that everyone has to go to their home and stay there, at least until they're counted for tax purposes. Did you know the word pandemic means all people? Because it affects all people. And this tax census that Mary and Joseph are participating in, it affects all people. So they have their own pandemic. It's just one created by the disease of selfishness and greed. But the curious thing about the emperor's stay-at-home order is it's not a shelter-in-place order. It's a go to wherever the head of your household was born and stay there order. So Mary and Joseph have to walk 90 miles on foot to get to Joseph's hometown of Bethlehem. But if Bethlehem is where Joseph's family is supposed to be, there seems to be some tension. And it's not clear why. Maybe the family isn't pleased about Mary and Joseph's personal situation. Maybe they see differently about the political situation, or maybe they have different ideas about how to handle the pandemic that they're in. At any rate, instead of staying in a family guest room or bunking up with family in the inn, Mary and Joseph are stuck sleeping out with the animals. So yes, it's been a rough year. But that's the point of the Christmas story. That in a world that's had a rough year, a family that has had a rough year finds itself in a place only fit for animals, a place that is noisy and stinky and full of manure. And there, they have a baby, which, if we're being honest, only adds more of the same. And yet in the midst of all this, shepherds arrive. And these shepherds, they take in the sights, they take in the scene of this noisy, stinky baby that's full of manure, matching the manger that he's in, and they see the family that's had a rough day, in a rough year, in a rough world. And when they've seen the situation, what do? They rejoice. They begin praising and glorifying God for all that they have seen. Because angels have just appeared to these shepherds and told them good news of great joy, hope for the whole world. And the angels told them that hope would look like exactly what they find in the manger. You see, shepherds take care of sheep. And having had some sheep in our church courtyard this afternoon, I can tell you that sheep are noisy, stinky, and full of manure. And yet shepherds have this incredible ability to see in those sheep possibility for the future and beauty in the present. And because of that, shepherds are willing to take care of those sheep right now. And shepherds know that God is also a shepherd. God sees this mess of a world, sees the mess of the year that Mary and Joseph have had. And God says, I want to be there with you. God says, I want to be there in the midst of all the noise and the stink and the manure. I want to be where you are so that when you can't be with the ones you love, the one who is love is with you. This is the promise, not only 2,000 years ago, but it is the promise of Christmas for the year 2020, a year that all of us can't wait to get out of, but God says, I can't wait to be there with you. This is the promise that the shepherds share with Mary and Joseph, the promise they heard the angels sing. And the scriptures say that when the shepherds leave, Mary ponders the words that they share in her heart. Because in a real way, her world hasn't changed. The political situation is still chaotic. They're still in the middle of this pandemic. She still can't be in the same room as her extended family. But on a deeper reality, everything has changed. Because of the words the shepherds share, Mary is no longer defined by this rough year in a rough world. Now Mary is the one through whom God has chosen to enter the world. Mary holds God in her arms. And yes, God is a noisy, stinky, full of manure baby. But from the shepherd, she has remembered what she always knew, which is how to see possibility for the future and beauty in the present, even in the midst of that mess. Because God is with her. And so it is with you. May we be shepherds this night. May we be the ones who look out into the mess of this world and the mess of this year, and may we see possibility for the future and beauty in the present. And may we help the world see the same. For God has been chosen to be born this night into this world in this year. God is with us. May we rejoice and tell the world. Amen.